Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir is being given Le'ili Nishmas Oreinu Hagon Hagadol V'Hatzadik Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk Zichron of Avracha, or as is the minhag today to say Zecher Tzadik Livracha L'Chaya Olam Habu Zatz Lahaha. Today's is your site Gimel Elul Tovshin Ayin Hei. It was Nifter and Tafresh Tzadi Hei in 1935. So that means that it's 80 years from his passing. We're still zochet to have people alive today who remember him. Very few, but we still have. And he was very much the light of Israel, and it's been a schus over the years to be able to share so much of his Torah. So in the schus of his yortzeit, we're going to learn few shtiklach from his Sefer Ein Haya, Maseches Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Pasach B'chor HaTorah V'Darash Haskes U'Shma Yisrael Hayom Azeni Yisalam. Listen up, Jewish people, today you became a nation. V'chiyos Hayom Nitna Torah L'Yisrael. Was the Torah given to them that day? What do you mean, Hayom Azeni Yisalam? We know what makes us a nation is the giving of the Torah. The Gemara is understanding that as a Dabar Pashut. So the Gemara says, today you became a nation. What, today you were given the Torah? It was at the end of the 40 years that this statement was said. It's Devarim Chav Zayin. It's the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. El Alamdecha Shechaviva Torah Alamdeh B'chol Yom V'Yom Ki Yom Shenitna Mehar Sinai. Torah is beloved upon those who learn it every single day, like the day it was given in Har Sinai. What makes a nation is its ideals and values. And in order to keep the nation fresh, they need to constantly reconnect to these values. And the Jewish people, our value is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. So therefore, Hayom Hazeh, every day, it's as if the Torah was given on that day. It's constantly refreshing us. It's giving us new chiyus. So therefore, every day, it's like we became a new nation, because every day we're accepting the Torah again. Hayom zarach alecha or chadash al musagecha hameirim borolam shalem es elokis. Today you have this new light on your conceptions, and it shines an eternal light of the godly truth. Ki emes hamuchletes v'agamur lo tesiyashin ladu l'olam. Because truth, absolute truth, never gets old. And therefore Torah is chaviv alamdeh, it's beloved to those who learn it every day, like the day it was given at Har Sinai. So we understand that that's what life is about. That's where Achiyus comes from. The Gemara continues, Amar Bitanchum Bered Rabchia Ish Kfar Ako Teida Shri Adam Kore Kriyashma Shachris Varvis Verbechad Eno Kore Dome Kamishal Okore Kriyashma Meolam Amar Dikachidish Pele Vahafle. That if you should know that if a person reads Shema every day, Shachris and Arvis, and one night he doesn't read, it's like he never read Kriya Shema in his life. He needs a constant ischachus. Says the Rav, Mipnei She'or HaEmes Lo Yisyashin La'olam, because the light of truth never gets old. V'lo Yozes V'lo Yichoser Mechibaso Kol Yimos Olam, and you never stop loving it all the days of your life. And therefore everybody has in their soul this law of receiving anew. And therefore there's this internal drive to constantly renew the light of truth that's already known, and to do this at all times. to constantly be mechadish the samus within us. Because it's truth. And truth, you need to constantly reconnect to the truth. It can never get old. When a person's in love, he feels a need to tell his wife. Usually it's not his wife, it's his kala. They say the best way to kill a romance is to get married. Halavite should be one's wife. If a person has a proper marriage, then he just can't contain himself. He has to say, I love you. She knows he loves her. He told her 1,000 times. But no. He needs to say Nachama. He feels it so strongly. Such a powerful emes within him. So to every day we have to say Nachama and Nachama, Takarish Baruch Hu, that we love him. V'aftas Hashem Elokecha, that he's the one God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And every day it makes a new impression on a person. And therefore it's like eating. You ever think about it? You're fasting on Tisha B'Av at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, you're feeling really, really hungry. So you say to yourself, what's the big deal? I've eaten 1,000 times. Why should it bother me that I don't have food now? The answer is because if you don't have food then, all the 1,000 times you ate don't help you. You're starving. A person is starving. Why does it matter how many times he ate before? A person misses a Kriya Shema, says now he's starving. His soul is starving. It's like he never read it before. There has to be a constant hischadshus. So you're right, there's the intellectual knowledge that we have that isn't necessarily affected by our Kriya Shema. We know that there's one God. We learn the Svar, we learn the Maror Nevuchim, we learn the Chovos Halavavos, Shara Yichud, we learned the Maharal, we learned Rav Kook, we learned all the philosophical, Kabbalistic, theological Svarim. We learn the Kutei Torah of the Baal HaTanya, Gevaldik. We know intellectually that there's a God. He's one God. He's the only reality. We learned a lot about him. But the idea of Kriya Shema is his Galus Halev. That it has to be revealed in the heart. It has to be expressed. And that in a way is more important than intellectual knowledge. You have the intellectual knowledge, but if you miss that as Galus Halev, and you're missing the Iker, it has to be revealed, it has to be exposed, it has to be felt. And therefore you can never miss a Kriya Shema. One miss is boom, like you never read before. It's so important to constantly renew that feeling. The Gemara continues in Darshan's Haskes. It says Haskes Ushma Yisrael. What is Haskes? To listen. Asu Kitos Kitos. Haskes is the Has, is Asu. Asu, make. And then the kat is kitois, kitois, make groups and groups. Ve'isku b'Torah and learn Torah. Lefi, she'ena Torah nignes ela b'chabura. Torah is only acquired when there's a group. Kid Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Dom Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, ma'idichsiv cherev al abadim v'no'alu. Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Perek Nun, Cherev el abadim v'no'alu. The Gemara expounds that this pasuk means that there should be a cherev, a sword, al sonem shel tamidei chachamim, and those who hate tamidei chachamim, sheyoshvin bad v'bad. The badim is bad v'bad. They sit alone, ve'oskim b'torah, and they learn. But those who hate, the euphemism, those who hate tamidei chachamim, meaning tamidei chachamim, who sit and learn alone, they should get a sword on their neck for learning alone. It's cherev el abadim, a sword for those who are alone. V'no'alu v'lo el shemetapshim. V'no'alu, the Gemara understands to mean that they become foolish. K'siv hacha v'no'alu, k'siv hasem asher no'alnu. We became foolish. V'lo el shechotim, not only that, they sin. We came foolish, we sinned. This is what happens when a person learns alone. The master ministers of Tzoan, the leaders of Tzoan became foolish. So the Rav explains, "Mipnei shetorah kedoshi toras chayim." Shiman Heges is a hochim balachai nezirus mi isa ba'ulum v'tanuga v'tahorim. She'ena man Heges is a hochim balachai nezirus mi isa ba'ulum v'tanuga v'tahorim. Torah is a Torah of life, and it doesn't lead people to a life of asceticism, of despising the pleasures of the world. Hamerim is hamayil ishis u'misamchim is halev. They raise the person and they gladden his heart. And therefore the Torah wants us to live social lives. A man is called a chaya chevratit. He's a social animal. The Torah wants us to be human beings, and a human being needs to be sociable. You ever see a kiddush? Everybody just walking around talking to everybody else. Why? Because a human need to connect to other people. Some people say they're going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by distancing themselves, cutting themselves off from society. But that's not the way to go. That is far into the spirit of Judaism and Torah. And therefore, since Torah, says Rav Kook so brilliantly, it's about life. Torah is life. And life involves a very integral social aspect. Therefore, the way to acquire Torah is also through a chabura. That's the opposite of being separate from people. Torah is chabura, Torah is groups. Moreover, Rabbi Shlita explains why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Mefarshim, asked, why was he davening the Ma'ara? He's pater from Tefillah, Tarasu Umnasa. The answer is he wasn't learning b'chabura, so he didn't have the p'tur. The Iker is to learn with a group. And then the Gemara continues and says that very sharf lishonos, that there's a sword on the necks of Talmid Chachamim that sit alone and learn. They become foolish, they sin. Hara'otai otzot me'abdidut v'anezirut ha'mufleget b'yichud l'ba'alei higayon v'iyun b'deot v'egyonei lev shel emunot u'madayim musariim. The evil that emerges from being alone, from being cut off from society, from the pleasures of this world, particularly to those of high intellectual capacity and large hearts filled with ethics, morals, and beliefs, are three-pronged. Three types of evils emerge from separating oneself from the world. Achatz shetikin olam nimshach al yado, al yadam, barak behios mitzurefes im taras halev yiras Hashem chokhmas haTorah. Gama savlanus ale yunim hadeos shem shonim ideosav bedin v'alocha v'gam beyunim yisorim l'kaim ha'emes v'shalom ha'hevu. The tikkun olam that is drawn from these people, together with their purity of heart, fear of God, and knowledge of Torah, also has to come an embracing of other opinions. Ha'emes v'ashalom ha'hevu, said Zechariah chapter 8, verse 19. You have to love truth, but you also have to love peace. You have to want to come to a greater shlemus when you see other opinions. וזאת הסבלנות נעשית קנויה אצל התלמיד חכם רק בעוסקם בתורה בחבורה מתרגלים בדעות שונות. When do you become learn to embrace other opinions? When you learn with other people, and then you see that that's the way to get to Hashem, when you have varying opinions. But if you're in your own world and you don't know what anybody else is saying, you're only thinking your own thoughts, so when somebody else talks, you're not interested. You reject any opinion that's not consistent with yours. And that's going to cause machlokas and meriva. And that's why the Gemara says, Cherev! It's going to be a sword. What's the sword? It's going to cause machlokas. If they're learning alone, their attitude is, all the emes is with me. Everybody else is just saying sheker. And that's going to bring to great machlokas and strife among the Jewish people. Befo'alu b'shot lashon, both physical strife, like we have even today, Rachmana Litzlan, where sometimes it gets physical, the machlokas between people, even Talmidei Chachamim, we won't go into detail, and b'shot lashon, and also people let their tongues go loose at other people, and that's because people learn alone, and they say, I don't want to hear other opinions, they're all wrong anyway, it's all sheker. That's not the way to go. The way to go is Talmidei Chachamim Amar B'Shalom Ba'olam. Shalom, like Rav Kook says elsewhere, is many different opinions, all creating a greater whole, a complete truth. And the second evil, besides the cherev, besides the violence, is that you don't get to the emes. Metapshim. Person becomes foolish. He can make mistakes. You learn alone, you can make mistakes. You have to have a sounding board, somebody else to hear you out, tell you if you're right or you're wrong, if it makes sense what you're saying. So therefore, in the world of Emunas Fideos, you're going to make a mistake. That's problem number two. And problem number three, it's going to bring to sins in practice, because then Talmidei Chachamim are going to be making mistakes. The Bedidus itself, just being alone, is a sin. A Nazir is called a sinner. Nedarim Yudam at Aleph. He's separating himself from the world. And this person, who's alone, is sinning himself, and also he's going to lead other people to sin, because he's a leader, and that's what it means. No lusare tzon. He's going to lead them to sin. Vasher chatanu. This foolishness leads to sin. So those are the three evils. Number one, if a person doesn't learn b'chabura, and it's going to bring to violence, because he's going to think only he has the emes, everybody else in apikaris the kofir. Down with the infidels. Number two, there's going to be tipshus, because he's learning alone, he made mistakes. People make mistakes. You have to have other people setting you right. Even great Rosh Hashivas would learn with Bachurim, would learn with other people, would first say their shir to others and then give it to the rabbin. But first let individuals hear you to make sure that you're saying emes. And not only that, it also causes chait, because the leaders are going to lead people astray because they're all alone, and these mistakes lead to sin. So Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, we covered a few lines in Maseches Brachos, and I always say in wonderment when I'm learning with my friend Rav Aaron Yisrael, Ben Moshe Mordechai, Bait. We learn Einayah together on Skype. We always say in wonderment, how did you understand the Gemara before you learned with Kook? What's Pashup Shad in the Gemara? What is Pashup Shad in the Gemara? If you missed Kriya Shema once, you never read it in your life. What does that mean? I read it 25,000 times. I missed once. Now we understand what it means. Why is Tony Niknis B'Chabura? Why Chabura? Sit in the library and learn on your own. Now we understand why Torah is Niknis B'Chabura. And why is the Shtag Lashonos, Cherev, Tipshus, Sin? Hakitzakasa, Haba Eli, what's this great cry? Now we understand. Hashem is Yad Tishmaya. So we should all be zocha to connect to the Neshama Kadosh of Rav Kook, Yusuf Sofsov, Dovos Bekever, and we should redouble our efforts to involve ourselves in his vast, endless sea of Torah. And we should be zocha b'karav mamish, the Tchias HaMesim, Vaz Yakutsu, Shoch V'Yaranen, Ushoch Ne'ofar, B'Vias Goel Tzedek, B'Meiru V'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Svidis, and Moskalad.